Young people from conflict-torn countries are meeting this week in New York to try and find ways to improve relations through better understanding of the media. Seeds of Peace is an organization that brings together young people from some of the most violent parts of the world in the hope that they can make friends with those they consider their enemies and forge paths toward peace. Mohammed Nasaddin, a 17-year-old Palestinian, joined the program last year and attended its summer camp in the northeastern United States. He remembers his apprehension at meeting Israelis for the first time.
Being with Israelis, it was like so scary because I'd never talked to an Israeli before, and we had to sleep in the same room and to eat on the same table and stuff. But later when we left camp, I remember it was like I don't want to ever leave those guys, or I don't want to stay in touch with them for the rest of my life, because we really had nice relationships and we shared a lot of things together.
This week, 118 young people aged 15 to 19 from the Middle East, South Asia, Cyprus, and the Balkans are meeting in New York City. Their purpose is to learn about the media, including freedom of the press, the difference between truth and propaganda, and how war photos affect people's perception of discord. 16-year-old Adar Ziegel from Israel became friends with Mohammed Nasaddin last year. She says she wants to become a journalist someday to help improve relations between Israelis and Palestinians.
Media really shapes the way we see things, what we know about the conflict. And there are a lot of things that the media can show and doesn't, and I want to learn how to change that.
Journalists from CNN, the Associated Press, Al Jazeera, National Public Radio, and the Wall Street Journal will be among those who speak at the six-day conference. Aaron David Miller, head of Seeds of Peace and a longtime government advisor on Arab-Israeli relations, says in the long term, the press must change for peace to occur.
There's no issue that has more of an impact on the way these kids perceive the world, the way their societies perceive it, than media. And we have a landscape of misinformation, misperception, and misunderstanding.
The teenagers make new friends during Seeds of Peace conferences. But when they return home, they are confronted with the long-standing beliefs of their families and friends. Mohammed Nasaddin, the Palestinian youth, remembers feeling powerless when he first left the Seeds of Peace summer camp in the northeastern U.S. state of Maine and returned home.
When I went back last year, like my friends told me, you made peace in Maine, but you didn't like change the country. You didn't do anything here. Like when you go back, when you hear the bad news is still happening, you feel like, what have I done there? Didn't make such change.
During the week, the teens will write newspaper stories, produce news for television and radio, and write press releases. Their final projects will be showcased on the last day of the conference. For Voice of America in New York, I'm Carrie Sheridan.